Let me count the ways that you drop into lust, into desire beyond simply wanting, because wanting isn't nearly a strong enough word to describe this feeling. Let me count the ways that I control you through your body as well as your mind. This is a voice in the background session, spoken by Elswith. It isn't hypnosis, although I know some of you drop easily at the sound of my voice or certain background music. I do have some aftercare included at the end of this session, simply due to the intensity of it. However, if you should find that you feel stuck or unable to fully awake after this session, contact me. I do have an awakener session available that's simply for moments when you've taken yourself deep and need your cobwebs cleared. This session may be too intense for some followers. It is geared towards fantasies of being used sexually for mistress's pleasures. The scenes include examples of being objectified, mind warped to want what the population at large may consider distasteful. Topics include mentally bound during sex, forced orgasms, edging, gooning, denial, and queening. It may include some name calling. It may also include some sensation play, although nothing too painful. Nothing outside of an ordinary session of really hot sex. If you're a newcomer to Spoken by Elswith, you may get the wrong impression from this session. My interests are varied, my subs are important to me, and I often focus on physical and mental wellness. I also encourage pleasure through creativity, service, and loving others. I'm happy to be a hard ass, but it doesn't define me. I'm tickled by being greedy and taking what is mine. Yet, I'm just as likely to insist on a PJ night where you're snuggled close, to listen to a favorite album with me. I insist that you do not create an image of me that is fake, because love, it'll ruin all of our fun. Your trust in me and my connection with you is required for us to go deeper and create the vivid experiences, the shared daydreams that your mistress craves, experiences that feel more like memories than simply a session you heard in your ears. So let's go on together now and let's count the ways that you drop into lust. Erotogenic, amorous, fornicate, libido, eroticism. Denial. What if we focused on denial being the ultimate in pleasure? No, not as a way for someone to wallow or sigh or count the days. None of that. No signing up for Locktobers or No Nut Novembers. Instead, what if it was the way that pleasure was felt? Not edging. Edging is on and on and on and on and at that tip and back and on and on, right? But we're talking denial. Sure, we could still be sexual together, we could still do things. But you would stay in that want, that wanting feeling. Mind twisted, altered. The want would be the ultimate in rewards. It would be something that you're so grateful for, that in your previous life, before Mistress, you didn't experience this pleasure that just stayed. Burning happiness, glowing amazement at how someone like you could feel so good again and again and again. Because that want that comes with denial, well, it is something that you can experience almost every minute, isn't it? It's something that a simple word from me, your imagination of my hand placed on your shoulder, a kiss on your earlobe, a glimpse of my bare feet. Well, it doesn't take much now, does it? I mean, you feel it now. You felt it earlier. It's why you started listening to me, isn't it? So unlike orgasm, which comes and then goes, The want can stay and fill you with pleasure. Unapologetically expressing your creativity is the best aphrodisiac. Eroticism, aphrodisiac, fornicate, libido, amorous. Here is a fun little quote by George Carlin. Can you guess what I'm about to say? Oh, some of you have seven little words in mind, but it's not. Here's the quote. If God had intended for us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. I'm imagining the image of a crowd where long-armed people look happy, satisfied, and short-armed people, well, they look a bit like folks do on speed dating shows, eager, hopeful, just desperate enough to laugh at every little joke. Now, if you're out and about at this moment, I want you to pick out one person who looks like a long-armed person and another with short arms. And just because I feel like I owe it to a few of you, shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. So with short arms, I'm thinking what that would bring to mind is the idea of endless edging. Well, not endless, because sometimes you have to stop to eat or drink or whatnot, right? But enough that it feels endless. Enough that it melts your mind makes your muscles just go to jelly. Takes you somewhere you didn't expect to go. Of course, we could do that with words, couldn't we? We've done it with words. Triggers that make your body feel what I want you to feel. Over and over again. Perhaps even having a session that just plays in your ears and torments you. You see, edging isn't the same as denial. Edging is bringing you back and back to that steep cliff. Where, for some of you, you so desperately want to go over. But others, oh, that's the best part, isn't it? It's just the best part to be right there and have it drag out. Now, admittedly, I'm not always the biggest fan of edging. I love play. I love bringing you close. I also love telling you that you have 15 seconds in the corner, now go. But there are times when using this lust is helpful for turning you into who you need to be. It's a great form of training, making you feel and feel and feel and not be able to think or focus or wonder or worry or anything. Instead, you simply endure. I wonder, my naughty one, I wonder if you're listening to this in public. I wonder if maybe you're sat in a room where others are, but you have headphones on, and they assume you're listening to something else. I wonder if perhaps instead you're savoring this in private, not wanting anything to distract you, not wanting any visuals to pull you away from the sound of my voice, not wanting to have to pretend you're not aroused, that you're not aching. You're not pretending to feel my hands on the sides of your neck, smoothing along your shoulders, going down your chest, lingering there a moment, fingertips making little swirls around your nipples, getting them hard. Before going down lower to your hips. These hips where my hands would be as I push you firmly back in the chair, using either words to bind you there or maybe some old-fashioned rope or cuffs. Your own obedience or things you can struggle against. And since we're still on this topic of endless edging, using one of Mistress's toys to help you feel so good, but not too good, right? Maybe something in the bottom, just enough to have a low vibration, deep and throbbing. And turning my attention to that wonderful bit of hardness between your legs. That's for me. I mean, it is for me. I'm the one that made it that way, didn't I? Which toy would we use? Would we use the tube that goes over, pulsing, massaging, squeezing? Would we use the little loops that attach to the little box, giving delightful pulses of energy, electricity? Would we use one of the special toys that I have daydreamed about having with you? The one where I control it randomly, no matter how many miles apart we are. I control turning it on and off. You wouldn't even need to be in the chair for that one. You could go about your everyday life. It'd be our secret, wouldn't it? This delightful piece of technology that allows me to arouse you, push you, keep you there. Or maybe we would skip the words and the toys, relying on hands instead. Sap. In a cozy bar in the corner, tucked in together, your jacket placed on your lap, and my hands going wherever they want. Well, we know where they want to go. Would you be too nervous to get to the edge? What if instead you came to my place and I used that fun board that I own? Well, I guess I should say boards, but this delightful piece of carpentry, it allows for one board to be below your bottom. Just nice, wide, kind of sticks out on either side, and then fitted over top of your lovely pelvic area with the perfect hole for helping guide a perfect hardness up through. And on either side, well, there's this delightful way that the two boards are fastened together, and they keep a willing, submissive one still. You can't wiggle away from it. You can't turn from side to side. Ah, shoot, we would have to do something with your hands or mind. But there's something extra nice about a hand job that happens this way, isn't there? About there being just one piece of you that's my focus. I guess if you weren't claustrophobic, we could also consider putting you just into a box with a hole. That would please me too. Although I guess it is straying a little bit from it being the old-fashioned way. Desire. Aphrodisiac, masturbate, libido, amorous, What stirs your desire? Is it saying the words, I consent? Try it. I consent. You can mouth the words. You can imagine yourself saying them in your head, or if you have the privacy or bravery, just repeat, I consent. Let's explore that a little bit more in this, you know, wandering about, voice in the background session. I consent to be spit on. Oh no, maybe not. Maybe that's not your fetish at all. How about this one? I consent to welcome memories that may not be mine. Ooh, now that's my fetish. I consent to taste your feet by licking them carefully. I know that's someone's. I consent to allow my goddess to show off my body to others. Now that's fun. I consent to allow my queen to show off my training to others. I consent to never being shared with anyone else and, instead, held captive in a metal cage only for my mistress to use, enjoy, and see. Oh, now that's a deep one. I consent to submit again and again. I consent to a permanent mark or jewelry that my mistress chooses. I consent to allowing mistress to always choose the cafe. It doesn't have to be deep, does it? I consent. I consent. I consent to a daily cold shower because it pleases my darling. I consent to sleeping with a fuzzy brown teddy bear. Let's explore another way that you can fall into lust. Although, you've probably already fallen deep by the time we get to this session. Or, if you are my well-trained pet, you wouldn't have to be very deep, only obedient, on your back, willing to be my throne, open, obedient, giving your queen a place to sit. Indulging in a little bit of body worship. Well, not my whole body. Giving focus. Having me make your world smaller. Alongside your face. Feeling my soft thighs. My scent is all you smell. My taste is all you taste. Hearing nothing, seeing nothing, only giving. Giving. And in this position, my dear pet, you can do whatever you normally do, can't you? Licking, kissing, sucking, exploring. You can show your devotion. Since you have nothing else to distract you at all, this is where you can worship your queen as you're my throne. When coming to sex, first served, first come. Desire, aphrodisiac, masturbate, consent, amorous. You know, the other way that I could think of, counting ways that you fall into lust, it almost doesn't fit in this category merely because, while you may want it and need it and beg for it, daydream about it, jerk off to it, fantasize. When you're in it, experiencing it, and it's gone on for a while, I don't even know if you could maintain lust. Sure, after the first one, probably. But if I have you bent over a nice, comfy stool, if I have you put there, your arms bent under your head, bottom exposed, and your mistress, your goddess, your owner, the one who fucks with your mind and takes liberties with your body, if it's my goal to drain you, milk you, see how often I can get that body to orgasm, to come, to shudder and shake and go over that edge again and again and again. Oh, I think by the third or fourth time, lust might be gone. But if there's one thing I know that I'm sure of, it won't take long after the session is done, after you're properly clothed again, after you've had some time to go back to that everyday life of yours, that the lust will build again, that you'll remember the afternoon that your mistress spent making you feel spent, beyond spent, coming more times than you ever thought you could or would want to. Desire, aphrodisiac, masturbate, lechery, consent, drink, sir, is a great provoker of three things: nose painting, sleep, and urine. Lechery, sir, it provokes and unprovokes. It provokes the desire, but takes away the performance. That's Shakespeare, or Marlowe, Bacon, Earl of Oxford. So we've discussed a few ways of falling into lust and of draining you of lust. And what if for this last bit of falling into lust, what if it was something almost mundane when compared to the other things? I mean, having your body wedged between a board where only your dick comes out of the hole so I can play with it? Well, this one is a little bit mundane. This is you in my bed, sat up, leaning back against the headboard. It's me on your lap, my legs wrapped around your waist, This is you keeping your hands on the mattress until I give you permission to move them. And this is me using my hands to touch any part of you that I want to. Maybe one of my fingers in your mouth. 2, 3. Maybe seeing how many fingers we can put in there that you open and obediently take in. This is me swirling my hips around, knowing the exact tempo, the exact movement that works for me. This is my face getting flushed in pink. My lust, so easy to see. This is you and your hands, you're dying to touch, aren't you? Eager to touch. But where? Where would you touch me first? Second. I wonder if you even know the places that I would want your hands to go first, to explore. This is mutual pleasure. This is me watching you, taking you back from that steep edge, knowing when you're close to going over, saying a certain phrase, and slowing down, allowing you to find your composure again before starting again. And this isn't some 10 p.m. been out for a date type of rendezvous. No. This is middle of the afternoon. This is stolen time together. It makes it all the better, doesn't it? But this is just a voice in the background session, not hypnosis, not training. Not getting you to come or denying it. Instead, it's just talking, a conversation, maybe one-sided, but usually not, because I know you. This is me talking to you, filling your ears, your mind, your soul with my voice. This is togetherness, anytime you need it. Do you need it? Do you need me? Or do you simply want me? There is a difference. I demand that you feel happy, that you smile now and feel your stress go down. That you feel sharp and creative. That you'll feel focused and tackle that thing you know you need to tackle. You've had this reward. You've had time with me. Quite a bit of time with me. So now you can go and do a task. Can't you? Or maybe you're listening to this as you drift off to sleep. Can you really drift off to sleep after all of that? Or do you have to take care of a little business first? Whichever it is, remind yourself, this was not hypnosis. I never took you under. I merely talked to you. It was a conversation. and you could choose to pay attention or not as I spoke and daydreamed and mulled over ideas. But I do demand that you reward me for this time that I've spent with you. That you reward me for my creativity and my energy and my efforts by being happy. Can you do that? Can you at least for the next hour or so, or hell, a day, give up those things that you know don't matter? Give up the fretting that you know you can put off and be happy. Have that smile on your face that you know I'd want to see. Can you do that for me? My reward.